How many of you remember the day of your baptism? All right, so I see there's a few converts in the midst of the assembly today. But most of us, right, we were baptized as infants. And we don't really have that much recollection from that time in our life. But you know, the different symbols and rituals of the baptism liturgy really communicate the power of what God is doing through the sacraments. And in the sacrament of baptism, immediately after the pouring of water and the anointing with the sacred chrism, the minister of the sacrament does what's called the ephphata rite. Right? It was a prayer that was prayed over each one of you when you were baptized. And what the minister does is he prays the following prayer. And as he prays the prayer, he touches the ears of the newly baptized and the mouth. He prays, "The Lord Jesus opened the ears of the deaf and the mouth of the dumb. May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and open your lips to proclaim his praise to the glory of God the Father." That prayer was prayed over you right after you were baptized to show that as Christians, our ears have been consecrated. Our ears have been consecrated to listen to the word of God, to our Father in heaven who speaks to us as his beloved children. And our mouths have been consecrated to praise God with our speech. And ultimately, there in the ritual is the connection to the Eucharist, in anticipation that all of us who are baptized will be called to the table of the Lord. The church, as a good mother, instructs us through these liturgies so that we can come to realize our spiritual state, right? Because the church wants to teach us that all of us are born in this condition of the man that we heard in the gospel who Jesus healed. All of us have some form of spiritual blindness and spiritual deafness. So I want to reflect on two things this morning with you at Holy Mass. Two things that I want you to carry in your prayer throughout the week and in your conversation with your families. And the first question is, what is there in my life that causes me to be spiritually blind? What is there in my life that's causing spiritual blindness? Maybe it's pride or envy. Maybe it's judgmentalism. I suspect for many of us, there's fear. Comparing ourselves to others all the time. Right? But one way that I want to propose is a spiritual remedy to spiritual blindness is Eucharistic adoration. To let our eyes feast on Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. Yes, to let our eyes feast on Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. Because when we are in Eucharistic adoration, brothers and sisters, and our eyes gaze on the Beloved, we receive Jesus' gaze of love as he looks upon us. And as Jesus in the Eucharist looks upon us, that can change us in how we look upon one another. Because once we've received the divine gaze of love upon us, we have to give that look to others. Right? Like the Apostle James says, there should be no partiality in our midst. Right? We shouldn't make a distinction between those who are rich, influential, and those who are poor. In fact, the opposite is true. Our hearts should gravitate to those most in need, not to those who are powerful and influential, but for the Anna Wynn, for the poor ones. When we recognize our own poverty in Eucharistic adoration and let Jesus love us, that changes us so that we can give others that look of love which they so crave and desire in their souls. The second question for our reflection then is, what are we spiritually deaf to in our lives? There's a lot in the scriptures that challenges all of us, right? The Word of God, it's there to console us, yes, but also to convert us, to break our hearts of stone. God's Word is like a hammer that He comes breaking our hearts of stone so that He can give us a heart of flesh, which ultimately is the heart of His beloved Son, Jesus. Right? This is the promise given through the prophet Jeremiah. This is why at every Mass we strike our breast during the Confiteor, right? Because as we confess our sins, we're recognizing our sin has hardened our heart. Lord, soften it and break it. And by listening to the Word of God, we can be healed of spiritual deafness. Now, one way that we can do this in our families is through family Lectio Divina, right? Lectio Divina means divine reading. It's the reading of the scriptures in a prayerful way. But you see, we got to get back to in our families, in our domestic churches, listening to the Word of God together. Not just by ourselves, right? When we come as an assembly on Sunday, we're not here just as private individuals to listen to God's Word. But together, as the family of God, we listen. And in our families, to start up the practice of Lectio Divina. One simple way you can do this with your spouse and with your children is on Monday night to pull out the first reading for the next coming Sunday or the following Sunday, whichever way you want to do it, and to read that reading once together at the beginning of the meal. And then to have one of your family members say a prayer and for people to discuss what was God saying in that reading. And then on Tuesday night to look at the responsorial psalm, because the psalms are the best school of prayer. They're the prayers that Jesus himself prayed as a Jew. And then on Wednesday night to look at the epistle reading and pray with it, again as a family at the beginning of your meal. And then Thursday to listen to the Holy Gospel. Right? But begin to listen as a family together to God's Word so that our spiritual deafness can be healed. Because Jesus, He wants to do what He did for the man in the Gospel, right? And this time, He's not going to spit on His finger and stick it in your ear and give you a wet willy, you know. It's good to know Jesus knew how to have some fun, right? But He wants His Word to seep into our hearts. St. Benedict, in his prologue to the Rule, instructed the monks to listen to God's Word with the ears of their heart, right? We can just let the words pass right by us without ever really listening, isn't that right? I mean, sometimes the gospel or the readings are proclaimed and I'm thinking, what was said? I don't even remember. But we want to listen with the ears of our heart so that as we hear God speak to us, our deafness can be healed, and we can be prophets who speak His Word in the midst of our culture. But brothers and sisters, the renewal of society and of Holy Mother Church is going to come through the renewal of the family. Right? That's where Satan is most in attack right now, is the family, the family, the family. And so we have to bring God's Word to arm us and to heal us. So Lord Jesus, open the eyes of our spiritual sight to recognize You, to see You in the most holy Eucharist, to recognize You in the poor, and to be aware of Your presence in our souls through sanctifying grace. Lord Jesus, heal our spiritual deafness, that the ears of our hearts might hear Your Word and convert, that we might truly be Your children. Praise be Jesus Christ.